Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, 49ers faithful and all NFL fans? I think we're going to have a lot of people jumping in today. And a big reason why is, one, Championship Sunday is winding down. There's like 3 minutes left in this game, but it's 100% over. But man, I just wanted to talk some football. And, you know, if we jump back to where we were just 1 year ago, all of life was better. All of life was 100% different. And so, you know, we're in this new time. COVID wasn't around. The 49ers just dominated the Packers, which Packers end up losing again. But what a great day of football. Now, we've got a lot of stuff going on today. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about the championship games. That's fine. We're going to talk a little bit about draft questions and quarterbacks and all that stuff. That's fine. But we're here for two main reasons today. One, just want to say thank you and shout out to the Countdown crew showing up strong. I freaking love it. We're giving away a Nick Bosa autographed jersey. Not autographed. I'm sorry. I apologize. That's late. I'm working on something on the sidelines. Got a little too premature there. We're giving away a free Nick Bosa jersey to the Countdown crew. So if you see all the hashtag CCs, every single time we go live, you have a minute and a half to do a hashtag CC, and we copy that down, and we give away different stuff every single month. It took us a little while to get to this one just because it was kind of a crazy month, but I want to say thank you to the Countdown crew again. Whether that's Periscope, Twitch, or YouTube, all you had to do is just find our YouTube channel, John Chapman or 49ers Rush, to pull up, subscribe, and when we go live, hashtag CC. Gives you free chance to win stuff every single month. We give away so much stuff. So just want to say thank you. We will be announcing that with part two of what's really important. We're doing a full mock draft. So we're going through the entire first round and up to the second round for the 49ers pick. So we're going to cover two picks for the 49ers. And if you want to know, there's two ways to upset people in the podcast world. Number one, you hold a giveaway because only one person wins, which is awful. But everybody that doesn't get it, they're a little upset. I get it. It's what it is. But also, if you look at it too, you do a mock draft because there is no way in the world I could pick every player that everybody wants. And so every single time I do a mock draft, I get a lot of hate. So here's what I say. Don't hold back the hate, baby. If you want to vent, you want to come at me. I've had my grandparents cursed out before for not picking a certain player correctly. That's okay. The Chapman family is tough, those of us that are still around. So don't hold back. Bring the pain. Come and get it. It's what it is. So as we go through this, just remember, Bosa jersey. We're going to do, you know, the giveaway. We're going to jump through a fun mock draft because, man, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about. And yeah, let's jump into some quarterback talk and some questions. Here we go. Austin P. I love you, brother. Trade the pick for Rodgers, Stafford, and Watson. Why not? we're at the point now where everybody's upset the 49ers are still not playing. Rightfully so. That's what fandom is. And we all want to fix it. And the easiest thing to fix, you know, if you look at the four teams that were playing this week, it's quarterback play. Quarterback play, quarterback play, quarterback play. And if you're not in, it's probably because of the QB. This year for the 49ers, that was 100% the case. Whether you want to talk injuries, whether you want to talk whatever, it doesn't matter. It starts and ends with the quarterback. And whenever you have Jimmy Garoppolo, even the Jimmy Truthers out there, which I think I'm kind of in between, even whenever he's playing at his best, you still have all the injury history. I think he's missed 32 games. I don't know the exact number. I'm pretty sure it's 32. That's off the top of my head. It's way too many. So you've got to fix that. So there's Rodgers, I don't think is really an option. If you listen to what the head coach of LaFleur said today, he's coming back. He's the MVP. Hell yeah, I want him back. He's our quarterback, blah, 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 blah. I think the only way that Rodgers isn't playing for the Packers next year is if he retires. I think that's it. He's going to be the MVP. He's great. We'll have to see what happens. We'll see what happens there. What's up, Anita? Glad to be here live. Keep filming while I'm at work. I love it. Thanks, Anita. And man, this game, the Super Bowl, it sucks already. There's no way in hell I'm rooting for Tom Brady. There's no way in hell I'm rooting for the Chiefs. I don't know what I'm going to do. It's just like, it's one of those things where it's just like, but it's football. And we've got one game left to watch, and I'll watch every single second of it, and I'll smile most of the time and hope bad things happen to both teams. From depressed Niners fan, take a shot every time you see another quarterback photoshopped in a 49ers jersey. Well, I don't have the hard liquor with me, but I'll take a sip of the Corona because there's so many. So let's go through the quarterbacks, okay? Now, obviously, you guys started to talk. Deshaun Watson, not an option. Even if you wanted to trade four first-rounders for him, the only way that the Houston Texans would trade him is if they're going to get a quarterback in return. I don't think that there's any chance. One, Jimmy Garoppolo has a no-trade clause this year. So even if we offer Jimmy G and four first-rounders, Jimmy G could say, nope. Which, again, nobody wants to go to that organization right now. The only way they're going to get a quarterback is if they draft one. The number 12 pick overall, that puts them in shaky territory. Plus, if you're trading Watson, every team in the NFL outside of maybe four or five teams are going to be trying to get him, and teams have more draft capital. So I don't think Watson is an option. I wish he was. He's one of my favorite players in the NFL. He's incredible. I just don't think that's a chance. Now, Matt Stafford, 100% realistic. Okay, the Detroit Lions and Matthew Stafford have agreed to part ways, and they're going to trade him, but just because they've agreed, that does not mean there's no market. You know, I posed the question, would you trade the number 12 overall pick for Matthew Stafford straight up? And, you know, what does that look like? The majority of people said, yeah, 60% said yes. This is out of almost 1,000 people on Twitter. 40% said no. So there's a little bit of debate. And most of the people that said no in the comments said, well, you can get them for way less. Okay, so first off, understand this. The front office has already said that they're asking their starting price is at least a first, preferably a first and a second round pick. Stafford's young. He's 32 years old. He's going to get a first round plus. Now, the one thing that's interesting is I think the Colts are by far the favorites to land him. They have an almost complete team. They don't mind trading first round picks, as we saw for DeForest Buckner. I think that's probably where he's going to wind up. But the good news is this. We pick way ahead of Indianapolis, right? If you look at where the Colts are picking, they're picking 21. We're picking 12th. So if we both send the exact same offer to the Detroit Lions, they're going to take ours. But 12 is a little rich for me. If we could trade back to like 17, 18, pick up a second or a third, then trade that pick, then that would be ideal. But that's just not going to happen because here's the deal. He has a $10 million roster bonus that is due March 17th. So any trade that happens for Stafford, it's going to happen soon. Here we are January 24th as we're recording this. You're talking 2 months. That trade's going to happen before the NFL draft. So there's not a lot of, you know, positioning in the draft that takes place. Teams don't trade from 12 to 18, 2 months before the draft. So it's basically the 12th round, number 12 overall pick for Stafford straight up. And again, you have to remember, he's got a $20 million cap. So if you are trading for him, you might not be able to trade Jimmy G because he could say no to everything and force you to release him. I doubt he would do that, but he's not going to send himself to a bad situation. I don't think you can get any more than a third in return for Jimmy Garoppolo right now with his contract. Not that it's a bad contract, but again, the injury history, I think you get a third. So that's Stafford. Take that for what you will. Now, let's look at the other quarterbacks. And, you know, I'm going to talk a little bit more about these guys because, again, Trevor Lawrence, 0% chance. The rest of the quarterbacks, it's gambling time. Where are they going to go? Because whenever you look at what we're facing here, it's not like you can just sit at 12 and get Trey Lance. That's a perfect dream situation to me. Jimmy Garoppolo and Trey Lance would be ideal running or quarterback situation because you don't have to overspend to get Trey Lance. I think he's going to go. Here's the bad news. Here's the flip side of the coin. Detroit coming out publicly saying we're parting ways with our quarterback. That means number 7, where the Detroit Lions are picking, there's a quarterback going there 100%. No doubt about it. So now it just got harder to get a quarterback in the draft. It was hard already. Now it's harder because you have a team that's already picking 5 spots ahead of you that's going to be taking one of these quarterbacks. And as we get into our mock draft, spoiler alert, no quarterbacks fall to number 12. There's way too many damn teams that need them. There's just too much. So if you want Trey Lance, okay, you've got to jump up. I think kind of what you would be offering up, number 12 overall, a 3rd round pick and a 5th round pick to jump up in the 8-9 territory if a quarterback falls. You want to ensure yourself a quarterback, you got to go to number 6. Philadelphia, they don't have a quarterback need. Well, maybe they do, but they have 2 young quarterbacks. They're picking 6. You look at the quarterback trade value chart, 49ers are picking 12. That pick is around 1,200 points. 6th pick is 1,600 points. So you have to make up a difference of 400 points. Now, what the hell does that mean? Just to put this into perspective, the 49ers' 2nd round pick, number 43 overall, it's valued at 470 points. So you could do, you know, our 1st and 2nd rounder to jump up and maybe get, you know, Philly's 4th rounder in exchange, but now you don't have a pick for the 1st or 2nd round and not till the very end of the 3rd round for, you know, losing our coordinator. Now, there's lots of creative things you can do, but if you want a quarterback, the cheapest one that we're going to get is Matt Stafford whenever you're looking at draft capital. I think you could swap the 12 straight up for Matt Stafford. I don't think a team in the top 11 is going to pay more than us and be a good place to go. There are no healthy franchises. Maybe Miami Dolphins, but again, I doubt they're looking to trade for Stafford. Perhaps I'm wrong, but Stafford's going to be the cheapest guy. Justin Fields, he's going to cost even more. And Zach Wilson, I hate to tell you this, Zach Wilson's going to be the number 2 quarterback in this draft. If you want Zach Wilson, you've got to be willing to trade up to 2 or 3. And here's what that would cost. Number 12 overall. 2022 first round pick. So now you're at 2 first round picks. 2021 second round pick and 2/3, one this year, one next year. That's the value in the historical kind of, you know, context for what it costs to jump from 12 to 2 or 3. 2 firsts, a second, and 2/3. That's too expensive for me. One, personally, the dream scenario for me is to get Trey Lance at 12 without trading any capital. I don't think it's going to happen. That's just me. You know, we've seen crazy things happen in the past. You look at Deshaun Watson, he fell to number 12. So it's possible. I just don't think it's going to happen. So Marco, I hate to tell you, I don't think that he falls that far. I really hope he does. I understand that I am a Trey Lance believer. You know, I prefer Zach Wilson. I think he's a better quarterback prospect, but they're just out of reach. Trey Lance is a realistic option. I think Justin Fields probably goes 3rd. I'm not a Fields guy. I prefer Trey Lance over him, but a lot of teams will like Fields. Anyway, let's jump in real quick. Let's start our, here's what we're going to do. We're going to jump into our mock draft. And after the 49ers first pick, we're going through 2 picks. We'll do the giveaway. And then after that, we'll keep moving through this. So here we go. Let's chit chat here, ladies and gents. Let's go to our draft, and man, this is going to be fun. no surprises with the first pick, Trevor Lawrence. Make no mistake, they're going to act like they don't know who they want, whatever else. Trevor Lawrence going to the Jags, number one overall. Number two, the Jets. I love all the love for Sam Darnold. I get that. New coaches mean new QBs. That's all there is to it. The Jets have a lot of picks. They're going to get Zach Wilson. I'm telling you right now. Zach Wilson's going number two overall. Number three, the Miami Dolphins. This could be, there's no trades in this mock, just so you know. This could be the pick. If you want to jump up and leapfrog teams to go get a quarterback, this is the spot. Number three. Because again, I think the Dolphins are going to be sitting pretty tight at quarterback, and they've got a lot of draft capital. They could just literally build a whole new team. So I got the Dolphins taken. Why not? Tua Tagovailoa's teammate, Devontae Smith, the Heisman Trophy winner, number three. Is it high? Yes, it is. But they have a glaring need, and Tua has struggled. Why not go get somebody that has played with him, that knows what's going on? There's, you know, three top-tier wide receivers that could go here, but I kind of like this pick. It just makes too much sense. Number four, the Falcons. I think that they're going to go quarterback as well. I get Matt Ryan's probably going to stay there, but in today's NFL, the best thing that you can do is have a quality starter in place, like Matt Ryan, draft a rookie, and have him ease into the position. Now, what you don't want to do, it's a spectrum, right? You look at what the Packers did. They trade up all their assets, go grab a quarterback. Okay, that's fine. But then they don't even allow him to get snaps. They don't even allow him to be active. So he just sits there and literally takes a full year off. I don't like that option. You look at what happened to Herbert. You even look at what happened to Baker. You let him compete, but you put the veteran in place. And so you got Matt Ryan. You let Justin Fields come in. Quarterback goes to the Falcons, number four overall. Georgia ties. You got all that. I just think it fits. Number five, the Bengals. I think their quarterback situation's obviously, you know, they're pretty short up there. Unfortunately, I don't think that Burrow's going to be back for the first half of the year with his injury. They're going to try to protect him. Penei Sewell, offensive tackle, absolute stud. And you look at it, kind of the first player drafted in this mock draft that didn't play in 2020. Number six, you got the Eagles. They could go a myriad of places. Wide receiver or corner just makes too much sense. Ja'Marr Chase, wide receiver, a perfect fit for the Eagles at six. Number seven, Detroit Lions. They are taking a quarterback. Now, the Lions are a team that could jump up even more because if they're getting a first for Matt Stafford, which they will, they could package the first and the seventh and jump up to number two. Because once they get that second round pick, that would be the most likely contender to jump up to number two if they fall in love with Zach Wilson. But anyway, I have them staying here at seven. No trades in this mock draft. Trey Lance goes there. So you have all four quarterbacks gone by pick seven. This is a very realistic situation. You look at the NFL draft. There are a few positions that always get pushed up the board. Quarterbacks number one and edge rushers. But this is a very poor edge rusher class. Very poor. Now, there's some talented guys. I just finished a breakdown not too long ago, earlier this morning, about Gregory Rizzo. I'll have that loaded up on Patreon here soon in the next day or two. He's awesome. Again, didn't play this year. When you're starting, there's question marks. There's no clean prospects out there like Chase Young, Nick Bosa, Myles Garrett, Joey Bosa. Those guys, there's not that guy in this draft. Are there some quality edge players? Yes. But that makes it even harder. So if you're trading up, you're trading up for quarterbacks. That's all there is to it. There's depth across the board at almost every other position. And even the positions where there's one elite player, like tight end with Kyle Pitts, it's tight end. Not very many teams trade up for a tight end. He's already going to be going in the top half of the first round, kind of that 10 to 20 range. So it's rough. It's really rough, but quarterbacks are gone by pick seven. So 49ers in at 12. They're a little pissed off. It's what it is. Pick number eight, Carolina Panthers. I'll tell you this. If there's one thing about the coach, Matt Rhule, he wants physical freaks that just offer something special, and he's going to coach them up. Micah Parsons is that to a T. That is just a match made in heaven at a position of need. I've got the Panthers at eight taking Parsons. Number nine, Denver Broncos. I got them going corner, my number one corner in this draft, Caleb Fairley. Love this kid. His upside is raw. He is so elite. Ball skills are off the charts. I love this kid. I think his best football is ahead of him. A little bit of injury history. We'll have to see what happens there. Number 10, the Dallas Cowboys. I hate this team. Patrick Surtain II. They pair up their other Alabama corner, Diggs, with Patrick Surtain. Why not? Jerry Jones loves big name players. So that's our top 10. Number 11, New York Giants. They need D-line outside edge presence. It just isn't there. I got them going with the first edge off the board. Quiddy Pay. Which brings us to the 49ers. So here we go. Time to piss everybody off. Let's do this. I'm excited. You look at what's left on the board, okay? Offensive tackles are there. You've got Slater. You've got Darisaw. You've got Samuel Cosmi, who I think is in third tier. Yeah, I don't see it there. Cornerback. There are no, Mac Jones is not an option, okay? I'll tell you that right now. But cornerback, you have J.C. Horn, cornerback out of South Carolina, which there's so many ties between the 49ers and there. That would be a good fit. I don't have a problem with that. I'm not going there this time. Daniel Jeremiah had Kyle Pitts tight end going there, which would be a huge luxury pick. But here's what I got. Since John Lynch...
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit matchup up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
If you care about security and convenience, you need Eufy Video Lock. Let's just say you're sitting on the couch and you want to lock the door and you don't want to get up. Got you covered. You're wondering who's visited your house while you're away from home? Done. You want video that's stored on your device without a monthly fee? Eufy Video Lock has everything that you need. On top of that, it's easy to install. You don't have to drill anything. All you need is a Phillips screwdriver. That's it. Keyless entry, fingerprint recognition, no battery anxiety, and they have 24/7 customer support on standby for you whenever you need it. So, if you haven't yet, go to Eufy Video Lock. You can Google it. You can check out the videos and all those things. That is EUFY Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. That's Eufy Video Lock.
I can hear some of you guys groaning. Since John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan has shown up, every single first choice in the first round has been on an offense or defensive lineman. Every single one. D Ford's not walking through these doors. He's done. He's never going to play again. So I have the 49ers actually going edge rusher Gregory Rizzo. I love this kid. His ceiling is incredible. As you watch him, you see shades of, I'm not comparing him to him, but their play is similar. I'm not saying he's going to be this guy. But Aldon Smith, physical freak, 6'7", 253 pounds, just absolutely freakish. And very, very raw. This guy played wide receiver and safety in high school. He's only got 1 full year as a starter. His very first year, he broke his ankle after the second game. Came back 2019, 15 and a half sacks, just went off. Once COVID and all that stuff happened, he opted out right in the way because he was going to be a locked top 5, top 10 pick. But what we're seeing in this draft and, you know, speculation is out of sight, out of mind. These guys that didn't suit up in 2020... They've kind of fallen back, right? They're falling down the draft boards. Now, we'll have to see if that's going to cost them on draft night. But I'm telling you right now, I love this kid. I would love to bring him in for the 49ers and bring back that elite defensive line. You're getting Bosa back. Obviously, Eric Armstead could then get more snaps inside. why change what's not broke? You want a quarterback, and I get that. If a quarterback's there, awesome. But you have to be willing to understand there's a possibility there's not going to be a quarterback there at 12. In all likelihood, it's not happening. So, yeah, I've got him going Gregory Rizeau. I like this pick. We're going to keep going. We're going to do round two. I'm not going to go through the entire first half of the round. We're going to finish round one. Then we're going to jump to the 49ers second pick. But before we do, we got to say thank you and talk about this giveaway. Here we go, baby. The Nick Bosa jersey goes to, and I love this because he's always on here and I appreciate him. Thank you so much. Michael Boyajian. What's up, man? Congratulations. Reach out to me on Twitter. Everybody's upset. Hang in there, guys. It's going to be okay. We got more giveaways coming soon. Michael Boyajian. I hope I'm saying your last name correctly. Reach out to me on Twitter at JL_Chapman or email me 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know your size so I can get it correct and your address or where you want me to ship it to, and we will get that in the mail to you. 49ers Rush Podcast, helping the faithful look good no matter where they go, baby. We give away so much stuff on this podcast, and I love it. I really, really do. I think it's a fun way just to keep going. Today sucks for 49ers fans. Watching Tom Brady lose or win is never a good thing. Kind of take that. What's up, Noe? I see you. Cheers, man. So let's do a couple more picks, then a quick word from our sponsor. Let's get to pick 16. Let's get halfway through the first round. Pick number 13, Los Angeles Chargers. Now, here's what you want to take from this on, okay? Obviously, most people don't care about the Chargers. But listen to the players, the positions that go around this area, because these are possible options that could, you know, be for the 49ers. So if you hear Gregory Rizeau and you're just like, oh, that makes me sick, I hate this, that's okay. Pay attention to these other guys. The good news for you guys, I'm not making any damn decisions. Now, I saw somebody on here make a John Chapman GM. I appreciate that. But let's just see what happens here, okay? Now, number 13, Los Angeles Chargers. Got their quarterback. So Herbert's amazing. They've got to protect him. You got to. Rashawn Slater, offensive tackle out of Virginia Tech, is just a beast, behemoth of a guy. Really like him. Number 14, Minnesota Vikings. Their defense under Mike Zimmer has been elite. Nonstop. But it wasn't this past year. So I've got the Vikings at 14, taking edge player from Texas, Joseph Osai. One of those guys, again, I could see the 49ers liking this guy because he can play all four D-line spots, very similar to Eric Armstead. He is an absolute baller. I'm a Longhorn. Big fan of this kid. I like him. I think that he's going to go anywhere in this middle part of the first round. And then number 15, the New England Patriots take Kyle Pitts, tight end. This is his absolute floor. There is no way Kyle Pitts gets past the New England Patriots unless they trade that for a quarterback, which is a possibility. Number 16, in division. I hate this pick already. The Arizona Cardinals take cornerback J.C. Horn. Man, that sucks. I really don't want him to play for them, but that's what it is. So if you are just now turning in, I'm seeing you, Kevin. I've got the 49ers taking Gregory Rizeau, edge out of Miami, with their 12 pick. There are no trades in this mock, and all the quarterbacks were gone by pick 7. So you've got to address a position of need. It's what it is. Caesar, Michael don't want no Bosa jersey. I'll rock it better. I see you, Caesar. I love it, man. Before we finish the second half of the first round and get to the 49ers second pick, so stay tuned for that one. Quick word from our sponsor, MyBookie, and a couple bets. Looking forward. Hey guys, just want to say thank you to the sponsors, MyBookie.ag. If you haven't bet with them yet, they're the best out there. And with the Super Bowl, we've got 2 weeks. They're going to have bets on Gatorade, which celebrities are shown first, all kinds of different things. It's an absolute blast. One, the Super Bowl is going to be fun anyway, but this is a great way to make the game even more entertaining. So if you haven't bet with them yet, head over to mybookie.ag, use promo code 49ers, 49ERS. They're going to match half of your initial deposit all the way up to $1,000. They've been very, very good to this podcast, so if you haven't already, head over there. And again, use promo code 49ers, 49ERS. Thanks again, MyBookie. All right, two quick bets that probably are about to be down. Number one, you could get the Chiefs for -3 against the Bucks currently. I refreshed right before I went live. We'll see if it's still up there. Head over there. That's free money. Chiefs, I'm telling you right now, The Chiefs are a much better team than the Bucks are. I don't even think it's close. Now, I get Tom Brady, whatever else. I love that bet. We'll watch that. I'm telling you, that line's going to jump up to 4.5 or 5 points. So if you want to get in early, that's the place to do it. And also, they have a weird bet, too, under NFL specials. Where is Carson Wentz going to play in 2021? With the new hire that they just did, the Philadelphia Eagles, Carson Wentz is the quarterback. The owner has a giant poster of Carson Wentz behind his office. Like, I'm telling you right now, Carson Wentz, you can go over there. It's Eagles plus 125. So for every 10 you bet $1,250 once you win that. Love those bets. Go get those now because neither one of those bets are going to last long. They're both going to change very, very quickly. Anyway, let's get back to our mock draft. Let's go pick 17, the Raiders. They need help on defense. It's still not where it needs to be. I got them going linebacker, Jeremiah Owusu-Koroama. I'm sure I messed that name up. 18, you have the Miami Dolphins who went with a wide receiver, Devontae Smith. Why not just keep building around Tua? It's not a dire need, but you could definitely upgrade. Offensive tackle, Christian Darrisaw, who a lot of people are seeing kind of push up the way, up their boards to that top 10 area. I get that people want to say, you know, wish the 49ers go offensive tackle. I just don't see it happening. The Washington football team, they've got to protect somebody. Offensive tackle, again, this is kind of the sweet spot, this middle of the first round. Samuel Cosmi, again, offensive tackle from Texas. Really like him. 20, the Chicago Bears. Man, they wish they could get a quarterback. Everybody wants a quarterback. They're all gone here. I thought about putting Mac Jones here. I think it's a little too early. So I had them going wide receiver. You've got to get something on that offense going. Besides Allen Robinson, I got them going Jalen Waddle, which this is a way too far of a fall. This wide receiver class, you look at the top 3 to 4 guys, and even after that, there's great. This is a very heavy wide receiver class. Usually we see wide receivers fall down the draft. Waddle should be gone by pick 10. But because there's so much depth, I could definitely see some teams put off the wide receiver because of all the success that has happened in the second and third round at the wide receiver position in the past 3 years. Jalen Waddle is kind of, you know, falls victim to this, but make no mistake. If Jalen Waddle is the first wide receiver taken in this draft, it's not a reach. If he goes number 3 overall, that is a good pick. If he falls this far, somebody's going to get a steal. Love this kid. Love his energy. He's a hell of a player. Really like him. Number 21, the Indianapolis Colts. Again, I kind of see this being the Detroit Lions pick. And regardless, I have it kind of going the same way. Rashad Bateman, wide receiver, is a beast. Colts could use a wide receiver, but if they trade this pick for Matt Stafford, which is what I think will happen, I could see the Detroit Lions going wide receiver here as well. So, either way, it kind of fits in this position. Number 22, the Houston Texans. Look at that. The Tennessee Titans should be the Houston Oilers. The Tennessee Titans at number 22, Terrence Marshall Jr., wide receiver. They're going to be losing Corey Davis. Obviously, A.J. Brown is just a freak all-star, but they've got to get something else there for sure. I think Terrence Marshall, he'd be a great fit. 23, the New York Jets. They went quarterback early. Why not? Travis Etienne. I love this kid. Najee Harris is elite. I don't have a problem with that, but I'm telling you, if you want a running back that can do every single thing, and again, remember who the Jets OC is, right? It's LaFleur from the 49ers. Travis Etienne is the perfect fit. Now, for those of you that are saying, man, no way they're going to go against the Kyle Shanahan school of whatever and draft a run back in the first round, this would have the biggest impact on that offense. It really, really would. And it would open up everything for their young quarterback. I love this fit. I could definitely see a trade back here. But the Jets have so many picks. They have a lot. I really think that this is a good pick for the Jets. Number 24, the Pittsburgh Steelers. I got them going offensive tackle, Alex Leatherwood. Again, this is another spot where you could see a quarterback going off that board. There's just so many teams as you go down here that didn't get a quarterback, that didn't luck out, that are going to have an opportunity. Somebody's going to reach for Mac Jones. It just depends on where that's going to show up. Number 25, you have Jacksonville Jaguars. They already got their quarterback, Trevor Lawrence. I got them going with one of my favorite players in this draft so far, Elijah Vera Tucker. offensive lineman galore. He could play inside. He could play tackle. He could play all five spots. I think 25 is a little low for him. I could see him going around 15 to 20 very easily, just because every team's going to have him on their board. But there's a lot of tackles in this class. So Elijah Vera Tucker at 25. 26, the Browns. I've got them going with Azeez Ojulari, edge player. I think they need to load up on as many defensive players as they can. Their offense is clicking, and they're getting Odell Beckham Jr. back. Their O-line's great. Running backs are great. You just got to make that team a little bit more competitive on the defensive side, and I think he could help out with that. 27, the Baltimore Ravens. I got him going. Jalen Phillips, edge player. I feel like it's every damn year. The Ravens are going edge player. They just draft them, and they keep them going through. It's kind of the identity of their team. 28, the New Orleans Saints. They are in trouble financially. They are losing coaches. They are losing players. They're losing everything. It's rebuild time. Mac Jones, quarterback Alabama, finally goes off the board at pick number 28. Now, I have a second round grade on him, but quarterbacks tend to go at the end of the first round for a few reasons. One, you don't want a team to trade up before day two of the draft starts. Two, you get that fifth-year option, which is the most important for the quarterback position of any position. So this is about the area where Mac Jones is going to go. Some people talk about Kyle Trask. I think that's way too rich for him. Kyle Trask, I don't see as a top 50 player at all. Maybe the back end of the second round, but I have a third round grade on Trask. Some teams will love him just because he's his big body. If Kyle Trask came out in the 1980s, he'd be a first round pick. You know, huge, giant, behemoth of a man. But man, there's just so many holes to his game. I like him a lot, but just not in this area. Now, 29. I was going off of the order before today, so let me correct this a little bit. Zaven Collins, linebacker, goes to the Buffalo Bills. Man, they could have used the linebacker out there today, athleticism to help with the quarterback. They just couldn't stop Kansas City. They've got to go on the defensive side, something to compete with Kansas City. Because if you're in the AFC and you're a contender, your entire logic should be this. I have to stop the Chiefs. That's all there is to it. And so do you outrace them or do you try to stop them? And I think the answer is you got to try to stop them personally. I think the Bills' offense is good. It's not great. It actually was pretty damn good this year. I should say that. It was great this year. But you've got to be able to make some plays. You got to add speed. I think that he would help with that. The Green Bay Packers at number 30. I have them going cornerback Eric Stokes. I had this before the game today. I finished this morning. Gosh, they need a corner. Kevin King got abused all game. I understand he's not healthy, but you could have used a slot corner out there as well. You need cornerback depth. Now this goes to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who I have losing the Super Bowl. Interior defensive line, Jay Toufele. I think, again, they're great. I think they're going to bring back Tom Brady. I don't think he's ever going to retire. The only way he's going to leave is if it's an injury. And again, build that defensive line. That has been the strength of that defense and kind of has won them so many games. People want to talk about Tom Brady's performance. It was great in the first half. He threw three interceptions in one half of football. That's three more interceptions than every Joe Montana game in his entire playoff career. So you win with defense. That's kind of who they are. Yeah, their offense is great, but keep building on the defensive line. And the very last pick here, I've got, why not? The Kansas City Chiefs, they're going to lose Sammy Watkins. I got him staying wide receiver, Kadarius Toney. And he's a track and field guy. He just fits everything that they do. And why not? You replace one with another, they're just going to keep freaking outracing everybody. Now, to pair up with the 49ers, so I'm going to skip through all the first half of the second picks and go straight to the 49ers. Again, in the first round, they got Gregory Rizzo, edge player. In the second round, lots of good players there. I got them going interior offensive line with my draft crush. I freaking love it. Creed Humphrey comes in, starts center day one. I don't care what quarterback we got back there. We're going to create a safe space for them. Creed Humphrey is by far one of my favorite players in this draft. I think that he will go in the early second. I have a hard time with them falling all the way to 44. There are some ways you could see that. But man, you get Greg Rizzo and Creed Humphrey in the first and second round, good Lord, this team would look so much more like that 2019 team. And again, hopefully you get a quarterback. I want the 49ers to get a quarterback. I really, really do. But if you don't, you got to find a way to make your team competitive with what you got. Bring in a free agent quarterback, whatever else. You call it whatever you want. But just because you want a quarterback doesn't mean you get one. And when they're gone in the top seven picks, that's rough. You build a solid foundation, and this team has continued to work. I love it. Gregory Rizzo. So let me know again. I told you guys, don't hold back. Bring the hate. Put it in the comments. If you're not listening live, that's okay. Let me know how you feel. Tell my grandmother where she went wrong. We need to know. I love the comments. We got Lions for Life saying, come get Stafford. Yeah, I wish we could get him. I really, really do. I think it would just make so much sense. You'd have to find a way to move Jimmy, which I don't think that you keep Stafford. Let's say you do get Stafford. You don't keep Stafford and Jimmy. It's just too much money. Stafford has $20 million on his deal that he would bring over. You can't keep them both. You look at the 49ers cap space right now, it's just over $20 million. So if you do get Stafford, you're trying to trade Jimmy for probably a third or a fourth. But if he says no, because he has that no trade clause this year, he doesn't next year. So if he says no, then you cut him because he's only got $2 million if you cut him. So that would be the option. Now, if you draft a quarterback, then you're keeping Jimmy 100% because the quarterback, the drafting quarterback, is so cheap. You could keep both. You'd allow Jimmy G to play. He'd be the starter week one. And Kyle would say, he's our quarterback. He's our quarterback. He's our quarterback. But if he got injured, I don't even know if Kyle would bench him. He didn't even bench Nick Mullins. But anyway, that's a whole nother thing. So hopefully you guys enjoyed this. Some good news. One, I'm going to record like crazy these next 2 weeks. You know, I went back over the last few years, even out before the, before the 49ers made the Super Bowl run in 2019 and 2018, 2017, our numbers for these 2 weeks were high. Football fever is still on everybody's mind. So I'm going to be recording like crazy these next 2 weeks. I've got a lot of stuff planned out. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the show. If you haven't already, please rate and review the show. That helps us out the most, especially on iTunes. And please hit that notification bell. We got more giveaways coming soon. In about 10 days, we're going to do another 49ers giveaway. Congrats to Michael on the Nick Bosa jersey. And hopefully you guys enjoyed this broadcast. It was a lot of fun. And again, bring the hate. Tell me how dumb my grandma is. It's important. I need to hear it. I love my grandma. I don't think she's dumb, but it's what it is. So just want to say thank you guys again. And as always, stay strong, faithful.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.